na ye ahu na ye koma sadi kosa bana tanga ni wo musa tanga jesa dilam kumba Mama sa mako makosa, o mama ko mama sa mama makosa e io. Ele mona. Io, io. Ele mona.
Blessed love and greetings to the I&I out there. I'm Makeda Dread and you are listening to Reggae Makosa. We're going to forward with the Abyssinians and it's going to be a great show. We got interviews, like massive interviews. And we want you to just satanir. We have Modest Yahoo. We have Sangi Davis of the 12 Tribes of Israel. And a great Jewish rabbi. So we're going to be talking about a lot of things on Reggae Makosa. But first, the Abyssinians.
Informer, cause him a fight against me, I'm in clocks me in a rush killer. Shirt no boy no love that. I'm go tell me father. He's not a dreadlocks, nor is not a rasta man. He's not a policeman, nor is not a soldier man. It was an infamer, murderer. Say infamer, not the era, murderer. Him and a watching and a peeping, murderer. Say infamer, not the era, murderer. Him and a knock chat chatting, murderer. We are going to put a fire upon the infamer. We are going to put a fire upon the infamer. Cause him a fight just to we a rasta. And him a fight just to we a rasta. So we gone in a the African style. So we gone in a the African style. Not wild. Down in the desert they call it Sahara. I fell in love with this real rasta man. Village he come from, they call it the Congo. Natives in town we say I Dino. They say we put another fire upon the farmer. Put a fire upon the infarmer. He man fight just to be a rasta. And he man fight just to be a rasta. If you a farmer, you a producer. If you a burglar, then you a reducer. If you a artist, respect the consumer. But right now you a listen mother culture. Don't you know the one of them are them a imposter?
Say infarmer na the era, murderer. Him and a watching and a peeping, murderer. Say infarmer na the era, murderer. Him and a not chat chatting, murderer.
Certain guys are from the corner, illin' for the llama. Certain guys on the corner, informer. They say we don't know how. Up on the control mountain. For Cinderella, need not DJ. Her name is DJ, they must say, eh? Come with this informer. This informer. Him see the man, you know the dance of them, them ragga, ragga, ragga muffin DJ, a bad rasta. You know the dance we from them corner to corner. And certain guys from the honor informer. Certain guys up on the corner informer. Because down in the west Texas of town of El Paso, me fell in love with a Jamaican guy.
Yeah. Sister Carol. Lady Anne. And Mommy Nancy, Sister Nancy. We're going to move to Gregory Isaac.
Blessed are the poor.
Listening to Reggae Makosa, Makeda Dread.
I need a roof over my head. Yeah. Frustration out to kill me dead. Table needs some bread. Believe me, let the hungry mouth be fed. Talking about food, clothes, and shelter. Let them turn to drink water. It's a fight against starvation, yeah. In malnutrition. Torn down, press the poor. The willing farmer will reap no more. No, no, no more. So no more off your little trade. Cause wealth and poverty just don't mix. Lord, talking about food, clothing, shelter. Let them turn to drink water. Fight in starvation, in malnutrition, suffering. Blessed are the poor, for they can endure. Though Mr. Big, you get to understand, we tired to live from capture land. Lord knows. mama rough your little trees. Cause rest in poverty just don't think. Listen to me now. Food doesn't shelter. Let the thirsty drink water. It's a fight against starvation, yeah. In malnutrition.
Talking about food, clothes, and shelter, what we all need.
It's a fight against starvation, yeah.
We're going to move on and salute one of our fallen leaders who has moved on to Zion culture. Bless you. Joseph Hill lives.
Oh,
Long live Joseph Hill, always in our heart. Rastafari, bless Joseph Hill. Culture.
Babylon, them call I don't want.
So long, Joseph. Selassie I, Joseph Hill.
So long, Babylon, them no one right. So long.
Joseph Hill of Culture died about 2 weeks ago, and his funeral was September 9th. And we know he is in Zion, rested in Ethiopia. He always talked about, sung about. Yes, he doesn't have to be in Babylon no more. So long, Joseph Hill of Culture. We're giving tribute to Joseph Hill of Culture. Yes, the legendary Joseph Hill. I was just introducing him, and when I was introduced to him, I said, we don't have Bob Marley anymore. We don't have Peter Tosh anymore. We don't have Dennis Brown, Garnet Silk, but we have the legendary Culture. And I couldn't believe a month he was gone. Yes, that was our tribute to Joseph Hill of Culture. So we got some big ups. Some big up shout outs for Siggy and Edu of MacV.com in Burlingame. Also Michael James and Michael and James at Sized Technology in San Francisco. Once again, we want to give a big up to Siggy and Edu of MacV.com in Burlingame. Michael and James at Size Technology in San Francisco. So it's a big up from Big Up Radio, Reggae Makosa, Makeda Dread. We have a special interview with Maris Yahoo, and we're going to get into that. Also, we have just 12 Tribes interviews, a rabbi, and an activist for Black Jews. So sit back, enjoy the show. This is Makeda Dread for Reggae Makosa, and here's Matas Yahoo.
This is Matas Yahoo. You're listening to Reggae Makosa with Makeda Dread.
Together, bunch of fires, man-made, capitalize on hot air, soar like an airplane. Gonna rise in the sky, quick, conical, game, false, try to suicide, but you've been up to the game. Babylon's buildings raised like veins, drowning in champagne. Explosion, pull up pin, hand grenade. So steam blowing up in your own domain. Firecrackers win up, but they never maintain.
Fires burning, flames are dancing, don't burn the house down, no.
The rich man's are empty, but he's sitting like a king.
Fire.
hustle, keep you laughing, keep your chuckle, flash your muscle, brass knuckle, bust your bubble, go pop. Take off the muzzle, hate to ruffle, feathers raking Brussels, struggle to the rubble, concrete jungle, brisk in Brussels, slip and shuffle, stumble into trouble, spirit rumble in the crumble, mumble nothing, you should be more humble. In the continental, call your bluff, your puff and smoke, it's fundamental, in this ocean you're a pebble.
Reggae Makosa with Modest Yahoo. Listen, you have been mashing it up all over the place as a youth. And one of the things that's very interesting, I've been interested in, you've been telling the youth about a lot of different, just uplifting the youth, clean lyrics. So what do you, why is this rage with Modest Yahoo? What do you think?
I don't know. I think, you know, we just try to make good, honest music with a good, honest message. And try to be good, honest people at the same time. And I think people will respond to that and the blessing of God and everything else, you know.
And when did you convert over to Judaism?
I was born Jewish, and I became more religious when I was in my early 20s, which is about 5 years ago.
You know, and do you ever get any, you know, static when people, when you talk about, you know, herb and things like that to the youth?
Actually, not really. Tonight was the first time I was with Akiva, my tour manager. We were walking out of the venue, and there's a guy in a wheelchair, and I gave him five, and he was cool. And then his boy was with him, and his boy said, you know, you should watch out. I said, well, watch out for what? He said, watch out for giving a bad word to a bad name to herb. So, My Akiva said right then we should have told here comes the white Rasta police, you know. But like this, you know, the point is, like, you know, then he tries to give it to me over the head about herb was created on the third day and man was created on the sixth day. Uh-huh. And along the same lines you could say poison ivy was created on the third day also. Mm-hmm. So there's no point there. I'm not against, you know, if he really wanted to ask me a question, I'm a little fired. I'm still like, got a little fired up about
right.
it, but so I'm letting it out. It's like,
yeah,
therapy for me right now.
Good.
But basically, you know, I'm not against smoking herb. I think, you know, certain people, it's part of their culture and part of their lifestyles to smoke herb. But I know in my upbringing, herb personally became a very big trap for myself.
Right.
That a person could just get caught up in it and forget what really the purpose behind it is and abuse it like anything else. And so when I speak or I say something out to the youth about not partaking about it, which I really don't do that much, it's not in the forefront of my music, but you know, in general I'm talking about not getting caught up in things, not forgetting what the purpose is and staying grounded and focused. And I know in my lifestyle and my life personally, when I made like certain decisions to knock those different things out of my life, things came together much clearer for me. So
yeah, for me too. You know, you got a pulse on the youth. What message would you tell them out there?
I would say to the youth, actually, you know, there's a, it's funny because we're talking now about the youth. You know, the name of the upcoming album on March, comes out March 7th, is called Youth, and the title track of the song is Youth. So the whole idea for Youth there spawned from this idea from the Rebbe, who's the head of the Lubavitch Hasidic movement, who said that the youth is the engine of the world, and he said that the youth will reject the hollow spirit of falseness like the body rejects poison. And I guess my message, more than my message, is my relating to the youth and feeling that fire in the youth when they feel something around them, they feel something is not truth in their lives, and they feel like unable to change it, and that they're just victims of that lie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the message, like, of the song and the message, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, every person and every kid has the ability to like make decisions in their lives, make the right decisions, and change the world around them, you know. And that I believe in miracles, you know, that one person and one deed and all these different things could completely change the world. And so that's where I'm.
Thank you for being part of that, Nissa. An honor to meet you.
Thank you.
And I know the public out there is really, you know, happy that I'm interviewing you. So once again, Modest Yahoo.
Definitely.
It's making a difference in reggae music. Thank you.
Thank you.
Daughter of Zion, once precious princess, left her father's house to walk streets that never is. Maybe they'll hear me in the metropolis, so I'm sending out an SOS. Fighting with her town, she walks out of this mess, and the big city light might brighten up the darkness. You know that I'm tired and you know that I'm sick. You can't stop me and you can't stop this. You could call the police, try to make an arrest. Today is the day that I repossess, even on the first bus that I can get. Around the ice, I've been wet from raindrop. Let windows open for some solace. No address in penniless. That's the price that you pay for running away from the stress. Feeling the pain, like the dance by the DJ. Remind me of the time when things were okay. Frightened by her own shadow. Now she wants to. Troops hand out the captain. My gem is held captive in the dungeon. Don't come back again till you end the mission. If it takes a long time, don't lose the vision. If you're stuck, check the blueprint. Look within reflection. Gotta find a rhythm. Won't you please return, child? Will ya been? She says, I can't come home cause he won't let me in. And besides, we don't need no more friction. The looks so nice that he has so thin. And your heart like ice is the heart of skin. Skin white like a ghost with a pale complexion. Pretty God for the dead with your resurrection. But you know, wherever we go, you are still my children. Since you've been gone, my soul's been hurting. Frightened by her own shadow. Singing to the top to refill the tempo. Jumping up and down, up in a circle. Like a city kissing crowns at the hotel. Singing to the top to refill the tempo. Jumping up and down, up in a circle. We want redemption, now let's get out of the exile. Man was black, talking to one lion, poor strong arm. The last star standing, the landing. And Pop's landing on his forehead. Wondering why his companion went into hiding. Whispering a song to the song. Children chanting, panting, breasts and kisses as the songs of all alone. You keep knocking, but there's nobody home. You can knock, 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 but there's nobody home. Oh, oh, oh. Wandering through this world, we are all just boys and girls. Let me
this is Matas Yao. You're listening to Big Up Radio.
Into the rubble, bubbling. We don't need no more trouble. Double hell let's go fishing. Hot, hot fishing like I'm running the mark up on a rhythm. Stay on the band so you don't lose the vision. Stay sizzling, Peter Pan up from my pants. It's like you're from the silly feeling it. You're breathing it, you put on your glasses and you'll see through it. Fear nobody but the majesty. My spirit, you'll be deep. For you I wait silently. It seems that you believe in me. Fear nobody but the majesty. My spirit, you'll be deep. For you I wait silently. It seems that you believe in me. Some of them run, run, running like a rat on a wheel. Try to find a new deal. Who is there? Ticket for a meal. This world is real. On the heels of a final generation.
I remember that day in November. Standing on a rope and I'm feeling so tender. All shook up like I've been in the blender. Fend off the demons in the park after dark. Send me your hand. I want to be a member. Spend too much and now I'm rendered dead. Mend these wounds. We got a find a coming thread. Want to fly in the sky but a heavy like
dead. Fear nobody but the majesty. My spirit, you be deep. For you I wait silently. It seems that you believe in me. Fear nobody but the majesty. My spirit, you be deep. For you I wait silently. It seems that you believe in me.
Just a tool in the hands of the builder. Fill them with the strength to go further. Digging deep for eternal treasure. Stay away from quicksand and false pleasure. Their mouth speak with arrogance. Appearance like a lion lurking in the mist.
Afraid of the truth and the dark history. Why is everybody always chasing me. Cut off the roots of your family tree. Don't you know that's not the way to be? Jerusalem, if I forget you, well, then I can come from it. Jerusalem, if I forget you, then my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Jerusalem, if I forget you, well, then I can come from it. Jerusalem, if I forget you, then my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Caught up in these ways and our world's gone crazy. I don't know it's just a phase. Case of the Simon says, if I forget the truth, then my words won't penetrate. Babylon burning in that place, can't see through the case. Chop down all of them dirty ways. That's the price that you pay for selling lies to the youth. No way, not okay. Oh, no way, not okay. Hey. Ain't no one gonna break my stride.
Makosa, and we are blessed to have you on the radio. I was going to ask you some things because we know that you're good friends of Matas.
That's right.
And, you know, he's been just bubbling with reggae music. How does reggae affecting the Jewish community, the youth?
It's very powerful because Marisiao, I'll be very honest with you. Before Marisiao got into the reggae music, I wasn't really really listening to reggae music. But since he was kind of a window for us. So he opened up, and we were able to listen to reggae, and he brought out so in his lyrics so much spirituality in it that we really got dragged into it. So we now like it very much.
Well, you know him very well. He stays with you when he comes over. Just a great youth. We've been talking to him about some of our projects, and he was just open. Even when I, interview him, he's really open. So some of the criticisms was like, if you can explain why that he can't, be with a woman or touch a woman, you can explain the laws of Judaism. Or
sure. So basically what it is that in Judaism we believe very strongly that a person should be married to only one woman, even though that long time ago people used to be married to more than one woman, but that's over today's days. We believe that a person has to focus and concentrate in one relationship. Now, regarding the question of she can touch another woman or hug her, whatever it is, so it's true that in Judaism all these things are forbidden. A person is supposed to only have physical contact only with his wife. And the reason for that is very simple, is that we believe that God asks from us to be very whole in our relationship with people, and especially with our wife, because she's actually There's a very nice song from Marisiao about that. It says, like, one woman for me, the root of my tree. And, you know, that's one part of it, but it's even more than that, because I believe that the woman in the couple is actually the other half of the tree, not only the roots, you know. It's the root and the other half, too. And that's something amazing. So the relationship we have to have with women has to be whole. So we take it to the extent that we don't touch other women, and we don't, of course, do not kiss and everything, because we have to keep this relationship very exclusive to our wives.
Yes, I understand that now. Thanks for explaining that. You
know,
in the beginning of Judaism, it begins with Abraham, and then when it goes into his grandson, Jacob. Is that how it runs?
That's right.
And Jacob...
Actually, Abraham's son is Isaac, then he went down to Jacob.
Okay.
And the name Israel comes from Jacob.
That's where it comes from.
That's right, because Israel had two, Jacob had two names. He had Jacob, the name he received from his father when he was born. And then there's a famous story in the Bible that Jacob had a fight with this very mystical angel. And after the battle, since he was able to win, he's the one that won the battle against the angel. So he was called Israel. Which the letters of Israel recall of the name, the root of Israel means Sariel. He has won the angel of God. And there was like a very important battle. And from then on, his name was from now Israel. And that's a very strong lesson we learn out of that. The point is that a person, no matter if he's Jewish or not, has an extremely strong power. And you could basically overcome everything, even things that look to you, that seem to you things that are out of reach. You can still overcome them. That's what, and you have to dig within yourself and to look inside yourself. And we have like a huge power to be able to overcome every single situation that we go through.
That's very interesting. So then Jacob produced 12 sons, right?
That's right.
Is that the 12 tribes of Israel, Reuben, Simeon,
exactly.
Levi?
Gad, Dan, Naphtali, Zebulun, Issachar, and so on.
I heard there's a 13th member of the tribe, and it's Dinah. Is that true?
That is true. That's correct. Yes, it is. And she was actually... she's the 13th, yes.
Well, then there's a lost tribe of Israel. Would that have anything to do
with Dinah?
Yes.
No, that's something else. You're right. It was a lost tribe.
Yeah, would that have something to do maybe with the Beta Israel?
With the what?
With the Beta Israel, maybe.
What do you mean, like the Beta of Israel?
The Falashas.
Oh! Some people say that it was kind of hard. Some people research into that, but it was kind of hard to find out exactly if that's what the Falasha are, because some people believe that the Falasha came actually from Menashe, one of the other tribes. But I've heard that. That some people think that it would be the lost tribe. I'm not sure about that.
We're working with the Jews of Africa. I really didn't realize there were so many African Jews.
Of course, yes.
You know, all over Africa, they're I mean, in every country.
Right, for sure. Starting from North Africa, you know, like most of the Sephardic Jewish people in the world now all came from North Africa. And you had Jews in Uganda and different places, sure.
You know, it really shows you that we're all one people.
Of course. That, you know what? I'll tell you even more than that. You know, like without looking for to find if there are Jews in Africa or in China or in anywhere. You know, regardless of that, the world has to understand, and we have to come to one point that the whole humankind is one thing. We are together. You know, there's a very interesting story when the Jewish people left Egypt because they were slaves there. You remember that story?
Yes, tell it again.
Right. So the Jews were slaves in Egypt, and God sent Moses to free the Jewish people from their slavery in Egypt. So it said that when they actually left and they crossed the Red Sea, so the Egyptians starting to chase them, and they all died in the water. The water closed up on them, and they all died. So at that time, the Jewish people wanted to sing, not because they were happy that people died, but they wanted to sing, to thank God that they were free. So at that time, God told Moses, make sure they do not sing, because I don't want people to think, and I don't want them to think that I could be happy of my creatures being destroyed or killed at any point.
Incredible.
So this shows us a very strong lesson. Even at that time when the Egyptians were, you know, were oppressing the Jews, at that time when they died in the water, God warned the Jews, do not sing, because I don't want you to think that I could be happy when one of my creatures is being destroyed. And this really teaches us that the whole humankind is one thing. We all look the same. We're all made with two arms and two eyes, and we are the same. We have Hashem, God wants, I'm sorry, I said Hashem, that's God's name in Hebrew. God is here, and he put us in this world, so we should work and we can relate, we can interact between each other, because we have each of us a role to do in this world, like an orchestra. Not everybody plays the piano in the orchestra. You have different instruments. That's exactly what's happening in the world.
Well, so the fighting between Palestine and Israel, do you see there's so much similarities within, you know, the religion, you know, in some ways, you know, do you see that coming to an end at one time, because your religion is of peace.
That's right. That's right. But at the same time, we have to keep what God told us to keep. And that means that the land of Israel was given to the Jews in the Bible. Now, it doesn't mean that we are kicking out anybody out there. You know, everybody could live in peace with us. Like you said, we are people of peace. But I just, you know, when some people think that there's no way we can have peace and we cannot live with other people and we have to fight them, so it's our duty to defend ourselves. That's all, you know, we try to defend ourselves. That's what it is. And I'm so convinced that if the Palestinians were ready to have peace and to be able to live with the Jews, I mean, the whole thing wouldn't be going on there.
Yeah,
he does think about peace, and that's what Judaism is all about, you know, to bring peace to the world. And that's why we have to be very tolerant and try to look at other people like they're human beings and they were created by God and they're here to serve, you know, God. And everybody's here to serve God. So I'm just going to finish with this.
That's good.
The world is going to come to the ultimate peace that we're all looking for, and we're going to realize how every single person in the world has a space that we have to respect, and we have to respect each other and try to make this place a better place.
Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Shalom.
Shalom, and it was a pleasure to talk to you.
It was a very, very honor to talk to you, Rabbi.
All right.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Than silver and gold. What I'm fighting for is a chance to unite the past with a bravos coming home at last, fighting together for life. Sons and daughters of Abraham, lay down to a higher command. Don't be tricked by the acts of man. Wisdom revealed in a holy plan, a chance to unite the past with a brother's coming home at last, fighting together for light. To Zion we roll. Bye. wars coming, come at last, fighting together for the boy. To Zion we go, and we're not all alone, unite and purify. What I'm fighting for,
sat down in the back of the class to seize knowledge we no need. I forgot my late past, but I'm early to arrive with beatbox, you got rap. Meet me on the football field, don't sleep on field, the quarterback. No one clapped when we locked in, it was removal of our class. But my flag got captured and I fell between the cracks. My tool for inspiration turned into a handicap. No matter how I tried, I just couldn't fill the gap. Those whippersnappers, they got trapped, all chaff. They lost the way, they never had the right map. Needed a sneak attack to slap the demons off my back. So I packed for the steadle, dream big, I wouldn't settle. Put the pedal to the metal and return to fundamentals. I'll never forget running through the hall with all y'all rebels. Roaming through the highlands, young bucks invincible. Echoes in my brain if this report to the principal.
Substance tells the mind, trace wine clouds the heart. You can't sew a stitch with one hand while you're taking it apart. Bright lights might look nice, but they sure won't make you sharp. You can't sew a stitch with one hand while you're taking it apart.
Yeah, misty morning and my mom's a mess. To make matters worse, dog, my pops is stressed. Life is a test, make the greater, catch a F. Now death is all that's left to ponder. I wander off hoping to catch my breath and hold it, mow my memories from untold scripts and roll up in a tornado twist. Now I'm certain there's a pertinent reason I'm on this earth. Seasons changing, white planes, but we remain alert. When new school years appear, fools fear for failure and crawl away in tears. I play pop out the sand and stay with spinach. We walk the halls with a grimace. Yeah, they gossip in groups. I try to mind my business and tell the truth. For instance, I listen, see it all with basketball court vision. Ignoring ignorance and fields of fiction. We lean back in the calmest position and embrace the honesty found within our tension. What's good?
Substance dulls the mind, trade fine, clouds the heart. You can sew a stitch with one hand while you're taking it apart. Bright lights make you blind, but they sure don't leave you sharp. You can't sew a stitch with one hand while you're taking it apart. Trapped in the elevator of your mind, is it real? What will you find behind the door? Your imagination put you in a bind. Around you there's a cloud of gloom. Swallow the key, lock yourself in a room. Can't see outside of your universe.
No more war, there won't be any more hunger. No jealousy, not even competition.
Let go, release, you hold the keys. Time we evaporate into the breeze. We are nothing, we are something. Let go, release, you hold the keys. It's time we evaporate into the breeze. We are nothing, we'll be something. Welcome to the desert of my soul. You can stay if you like, there's room for one more. There's room for one more.
Days are getting longer. Loneliness is growing stronger and stronger. And it makes me sad.
greetings. We have Jay Sons. He's a freelance journalist and historian activist. And he is for Philadelphia. And he's been doing extensive work on the Jews of Africa. Greetings, Jay.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well.
Good, good, good. We've been talking about, we've been talking to different rabbis and different people about the Jews of Africa and also Modest Yahoo. Are you familiar with Modest Yahoo?
Of course, absolutely.
What do you think about him?
In addition to the music being good, it's an interest. He's really given a lot of spirit and inspiration to people who might otherwise not feel comfortable because of the maybe their religious belief or the way that they dress because of their religious belief to make music. And he's basically said, make music in service of whatever kind of spirit you believe in, and that's pretty exciting for a lot of people. So I think it's fantastic that he's been so successful.
Well, to the Jewish youth out there, is it a whole nother awakening being in reggae music and hearing the Jewish kids like Mahadas get into reggae music? Is this a whole new awakening here?
Sure. There's my experience growing up Jewish in central Pennsylvania was that a lot of my friends were involved with were into reggae, and I don't know how much of that is a coincidence and how much of that comes from any sort of connection that the Jews might have with that part of the world, with Africa, with Jamaica, with cultures that maybe are not traditionally connected with European descended Judaism, like my family basically a traditionally European descended Jewish family. My great grandparents were from Eastern Europe. But I've learned a lot about Ethiopia, the Judaism there, the practices there over thousands of years, and the connections between Ethiopia and Jamaica, and the connections between Rastafarianism and the Israelite beliefs. And so whether or not there is any sort of inherent connection between Judaism and reggae music, there certainly are lots of historical connections between Rastafarianism and Ethiopia and Jewish practices. So it's pretty interesting to look at the connections between those things and to see them manifested in potentially manifested in Jews and Jamaicans and people who are involved with the same kind of music really really getting along.
You've done work with the African Jews, the Jews of Africa, and you have an exhibit, dealing with the Ethiopian Jews. Did you find, that the connection between Solomon and Sheba and Melanik and all that, did you trace that back to them?
Well, it's very strong in Ethiopia, both in the Jewish traditions there and the Christian traditions there. There are very strong connections, and it's a regular part of the observances in both the Jewish and Ethiopian Christian communities to talk about the connections between King Solomon, the Queen of Sheba, and the Ethiopian people. So I found a lot of religious observance in Ethiopia. The Jewish communities there are sort of scattered. They were never the majority, and they have most of the practicing Jews from Ethiopia have gone to Israel. There are several thousand, tens of thousands, I believe, Jews of their descendants, of their relatives, people who are very actively reviving Judaism in Ethiopia. They have predominantly left their ancestral lands and are living in pretty squalid conditions in Addis Ababa and in Gondar, which is a city in the north, waiting to to go to Israel, trying to get into Israel. So the Jewish observances there have actually, there are traditional observances that people practice for hundreds, if not thousands, of years that are that can be traced back, and some people think traced back directly to the days of the temple, so thousands of years. Others believe that the tradition started more recently, but still for centuries. And so a lot of those practices are biblically based. They're not necessarily based upon rabbinical teachings. A lot of Jewish practices nowadays around the world are based upon the services that are developed by rabbis, the ideas that rabbis in Europe and Northern Africa brought to the world over centuries. The Ethiopian Jews have practiced very biblically based and directly from the Bible based Judaism. Now, a lot of them have gone to Israel, and the newer Jewish communities there are practicing, trying to practice very identifiable, Western identifiable Judaism. So a lot of the practices there in Ethiopia are things now that we would recognize here in the United States. And the religious fervor that people have is in the Jewish areas is mirrored very closely with the religious fervor in especially the northern parts of Ethiopia, where there are Christian festivals, where the belief is that the Ark of the Covenant is being kept in a special place in the city of Aksum, the north of Ethiopia, and a lot of the Ethiopian Christian observances are very tied into the observance about the Ark and connections the people have with the Ark. So the stories of Solomon and Sheba are alive and very important in Ethiopian society.
That's really a blessing that you traveled all over and were able to observe this. So there is that connection because of the Ark of the Covenant and Melanic, you know, stealing the Ark of the Covenant from Solomon. And that story that he was with the Queen of Sheba, and they had a son,
right,
was Melanic. So that's very the connection. I don't think people know how connected we are.
Right, and the stories are it really is very relevant to the contemporary observances of Ethiopian Christian religion, especially. It's not. It's definitely a story that's told from generations ago, but a lot of the pride that people feel in the Ethiopian religious communities about their ancient connections is very, very valid and very, very, very much part of what they do today. So a lot of the churches are old churches made of stone from thousands of years ago. The people there still go to them, and they worship, and they feel this connection with the past that is very, very pressing and very, very present. And I think that the fact that the stories that are biblically based, when you go to Ethiopia as a Jew and you walk through a lot of these places where you know that if not your direct ancestors walked, at least people who were observing a lot of the same things that you and your family have been observing for hundreds or thousands of years. People were there doing these things, practicing these ways, living these lives. You feel a really strong connection with the past, really vibrant, really alive, that maybe we don't feel as readily here in the United States.
Why did you start this project, Jay?
I really stumbled into being interested in Jewish communities in Africa. I had a friend in high school who went to study abroad in Kenya, and he was somewhat practicing Jew. At least he went to services every so often in the synagogue in Nairobi. And when he was there one time, he met a man who, an African man who was praying in Hebrew, had a yarmulke on, was up with the service, did all the different kinds of things that all the Western-born Jews that were practicing there also did. And he went over to him and talked to him about, asked him, are there Africans who practice Judaism? And this man said, well, I'm part of this community in Uganda, this small community, and we've been practicing for about 80 years, and one of our leaders from the turn of the century converted to Judaism. He had been, the missionaries were working with him to bring him into Christianity, and he learned about the Bible and found that he really resonated, his life resonated much more with what they called the Old Testament. So he declared himself Jewish and started to observe Jewish practices. And his descendants were members of this little community in eastern Uganda. And this man from the community invited my friend to visit. And when my friend went to visit, he found all this incredible self-written Jewish music with African with Ugandan melodies, Ugandan rhythms, but with the same kind of Hebrew words that my friend and I and other Jews in the United States practice with. So there was this vibrant blend of culture that was happening right in front of his eyes, and he was so excited about it that he connected all of his friends and family with pen pals over there, and I became a pen pal of this young rabbi who played guitar, and I was a guitar player too. So we exchanged music, and eventually we kept writing to each other until I couldn't help but go visit. And when I did, it was such an explosion of emotion that this community was so excited about and dedicated to their Jewish practices in a way that I hadn't seen too much of from my experiences in the United States. And it was just a wonderful, welcoming place. And after that, I decided to learn a little bit more about other communities of practicing Jews around Africa, and visited several. I spent some time in Ghana, I spent some time in Zimbabwe and South Africa, and a couple other places where people are practicing Jews and actively want to be connected with Jews from around the world. So they come to Judaism in lots of different ways, but the unifying factor was that they just really wanted to reach out, to make friends, to have visitors, and the invitations were free flowing and kept coming. And it was a wonderful kind of way to feel welcome in Africa, to connect with people who had a lot of the same observances as my family grew up with.
So where do you see today African Jews' role in Judaism, in Israel? I don't think a lot of people know that Africa has a lot of Jewish, thought and the religion, and also in New York there was Rabbi Levi.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with him?
I think I am familiar with the name. Yeah, I know that there's a long and strong tradition of African American Jews practicing in the United States, and some based in New York, some based other places around the United States. And that's something that many non-African American Jews in the United States don't really know about. The synagogues exist in parallel to each other, and the same holidays that people are observing, the same holidays in completely different places, without knowing what the other's doing. So I'm involved with a small synagogue in where I live in West Philadelphia that's connecting with an African American synagogue in Philadelphia for some programming and some other things. And there's just been the acknowledgement within the white Jewish community in Philadelphia that there are these communities of practicing African American Jews that we want to connect with, and there is sometimes surprise that these communities are fully formed, active, vibrant communities that are existing in parallel. So it's wonderful to see, and I hope more connections get built. And throughout Africa, there are many, many communities, an overwhelming number of communities that are practicing Western identifiable Judaism. There are a good number of them, but not an overwhelming number. But what is overwhelming are the numbers of tribes, of cultures in different parts of Africa that believe, that feel that they have a connection with Israel, whether it's a direct ancestry or a spiritual connection or some sort of some sort of just resonance that their tribe, that their group has with the people of Israel, with Judaism. And so in Nigeria, for example, there are now several synagogues where people are practicing Judaism. Many of them are from the Igbo tribe, and there are millions and millions, tens of millions of Igbo in Nigeria. It's a fairly openly discussed connection that they have in their communities with a belief that their ancestors were practicing Jews, either directly from Israel or developed Judaism centuries and centuries ago. And that this is a tradition that they believe that they've had, but that they lost. And that's just tens of millions of Igbo in Nigeria, and there are tens of millions of others around Africa who are connected with tribes that also have these beliefs. So those numbers are overwhelming and really exciting to think about when projecting into the future and the way that people are going to keep connecting with each other about shared spiritual and religious beliefs.
I heard there's 40,000 African American Jews here in the United States. 40,000.
I've heard more than that, even.
Really?
There are definitely denominations. Just like in any Jewish community, there are multiple ways of practicing. So there, depending on how much and who you consider. There are different groups that have different numbers of how many people are practicing. And I can't pin down the number that I've heard, but I remember it was more than that. It was just very exciting that there would be there is all this potential, this unrealized potential for people who share something as basic and potentially unifying as a same religion to come together. And this is all, it's like potential energy. It's something that has yet to happen, the connections that people can make. And it's exciting to see eyes opening and minds opening to the idea that maybe people can talk to each other across racial barriers within the same religious group. And that some kind of bridges can be built that maybe hadn't been built for years and years. That we might be in a moment where that kind of stuff is possible, and that's an exciting place to be.
Yes, there was Rabbi Matthew who founded the Commandments Keeper Congregation in Harlem for the black Jews, and that was in 1919. Incredible, you know. So they're still going strong today, and they had something. Jay, they were connected to the Negro Improvement Association, the UNIA, who was founded by Marcus Garvey. And they practiced both Christianity and Judaism. So very interesting, huh?
Oh, there's a really rich history of African-American synagogues where the practices are sometimes exactly the same as non-African-American synagogues to the letter. Sometimes the practices are similarly based in the same text with the same prayers, but there are different kinds of songs and different the songs come from different cultures, from African American melodies, from more traditional African American melodies. Sometimes the different parts of the country, from maybe places in the South that there aren't as many non-African American Jewish communities, and so in many ways the services, in many synagogues, any Jew who's familiar with the Western prayer book could walk in and be familiar with most of what's going on, and but also experience something new. And then there are also African American synagogues where there is more of a blend of Christianity and Judaism, and there are gradations and degrees of blending of the two religions that are generally seen as separate, but in certain circumstances they sort of flow into each other, and so there are African American synagogues like that as well. And I'm much more familiar with practicing Jews in Africa, but even there experience a lot of communities that were blending the strong traditions of Christianity that missionaries taught with the Jewish traditions, which they believed to be their homegrown, their long-term traditions. Some of the belief was very politically. Some of this community in Zimbabwe specifically believed that they understood that the missionaries had come to teach them about Christianity, and they wondered what they were practicing beforehand. And when they looked back to what their traditional practices were, they found that they were deeply connected with what they saw in the Old Testament. So their belief is that in embracing Old Testament and Jewish, traditionally Jewish practices, that they were making a political statement against, making really a Pan-Africanist political statement against the missionaries that had come, and against specifically the British that were ruling the country. So religion and politics can never be separated, and have never been separated. And it was really interesting to me to see this community making this political statement by claiming both Jewish and African roots, and this was their anti-imperialist, anti-colonialist stance.
That was very, very informative. Jay, anything to say out there to the youth? I mean, I know that there's things going on with Palestine and Israel and Lebanon and, you know, Islam. And anything to say you have to say out there to the listening audience?
I think we all have seen in our lives moments where people come together across great differences, in small ways and large ways. The things that connections that people build that we would otherwise think unlikely, unexpected, or even impossible. And these kind of things, these kinds of things happen every day, where people are coming together in ways that in our lives we wouldn't have guessed. I think that it's never too productive or necessary to give up hope that people fighting each other in different parts of the world will find a way to realize the common humanity. And you can see that it's easy to keep fighting wars, and it's the default is to keep hating each other, and the harder part sometimes is to make peace and to find common ground. I think that if African Americans and non-African American Jews in the United States can come together over shared elements of religion, people if they really try hard enough can find things to come together about. I think that the conflicts in the Middle East are as deep as any conflicts there are, and partially because the people there are so closely connected, they're so similar in history, in belief, in literally in the land that each one of them wants to occupy. The similarities between them are so strong that it allows the hatred to become that deep. It's like hatred between siblings that can fester and can grow in ways that you wouldn't feel comfortable hating someone who you don't have anything in common with. So in the same breath that's an incredibly difficult situation to dig yourself out of, the common denominator is that there are so many similarities that I think there can't help but be hope for those similarities to win out over the differences. Just make sense at some point to stop fighting each other, and I don't know when, but if we give up on hope, then it won't ever happen. So we can't. We have to keep going and trying and doing all we can.
Yeah, that's what I said. They're all family. They're all interconnected there. They're all family.
So interconnected. They've lived on the same land. They're related to each other in so many ways, and they're so close to each other that these bonds, they feel like they're enemies, that they're connected to each other forever and in hatred, and those kinds of things can turn around into being connected to each other in their similarities, and I can't tell you how, and I wish I knew. I know that it happens in small ways in lots of Palestinian and Israeli dialogue groups, and there are small peace camps and connections between each other, between individuals that that really the leaders should be able to learn from on an institutional level, and hopefully will follow the lead of the people who are working so hard to break down these barriers of hatred and just enable people, children, to live without fearing. And that's really what everyone wants, and I think someday some of the leaders over there will give up, maybe look through their pride and look to the children in a way that they all say, well, everyone wants their goal is forever for their children to be safer and more prosperous than we are, and how can we meet that goal? And it's not through fighting each other, obviously, because it's not helping anyone.
No, it's not. I think we should have a big reggae concert or a big festival, you know, just a music festival that everybody comes together and you can rap it out. You can, you know, you can do it that way. You can break it out by break dancing. You know, just something that, you know, they can express themselves. You know, like what's that, crumping? You know.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. The idea, the promise, the potential of music to bring people together is pretty incredible, and if people keep failing over the diplomatic tables, then we really have to try other things. So yes, I'm all for any sort of joint Israeli Palestinian or Israeli Lebanese or back to Matatyahu, even a reggae Jewish connections, any sort of music that's good music that people come together to experience is something positive for the world.
Jay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we can't wait to have your exhibit at the World Beat Center.
I'm looking forward to it.
And you've been very informative, and I know our listening audience, that really healed them of a lot of misconceptions about, you know, Jewish people, black people, Palestinians, just life. So thank you so much, Jay. And
thanks so much. And thank you for the positive things that you and people out there do. I wish you all a peaceful and happy day.
Bless you. Shalom. Mazel tov.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Chandeliers long for brooks of water like the deer. and weakness. 4 a.m. Jerusalem, all alone and speechless. At nighttime, nobody's home. Roam streets in darkness. I feel I'm just a man, flesh and bones, homeless. A man is just a man, filled with faults and weakness. 4 a.m. Jerusalem, all alone and speechless. At nighttime, nobody's home. Roam streets in darkness. Feel I'm just a man. Planting seeds, they won't sink in. I'm dried up like the desert earth. How could these seeds give birth? Water me down, liquefy. I will not be cursed. From one into a billion dispersed. Wisdom rains like water from the heavens to below. Crush my earth, seeds grow. Garden starts to grow. You know you gotta rise, although you like to flow. You can't keep staring out the window. Water, wind, fire, we stay low while getting higher. Spark at night, the fighting tires stay wired and lighter loads. Fly alive, weep, well, chant, cry, let out a sigh. Energize, give my last time, life shouldn't pass me by. Rise to the occasion, keep these hearts on blazing. Build your life on a river of wax, melt into space. We've been here since the beginning, not going away, not going away. A man is just a man filled with faults and weakness. 4 a.m. Jerusalem, all alone and speechless. At nighttime, nobody's home. Roam streets in darkness. I feel I'm just a man, flesh and bones, homeless. A man is just a man filled with faults and weakness. 4 a.m. Jerusalem, all alone and speechless. Nighttime, nobody's home. Roam streets in darkness. Feel I'm just a man.
This is Matas Yao. You're listening to Big Up Radio.
Torn in two, searching for you. I've been searching for you. Where you been? Where you running to? Where you got to go? What you got to do? I don't care where we're going, just wanna be with you. Put your head on my shoulder, tell me what you've been through. When I lose my focus, you remind me of the truth. Lift us up to the heavens for a bird's eye view. One woman. Smile, sit in the park, just laugh all day. Sometimes I just lose it with the things that you say. Waiting by the subway, but we miss the train. We'll take the next one if you can pull me away. Keep me cool, down to earth, and no anxiety. Stay modest with a humble heart. Always one woman for me. Over half of my soul. Shine bright, yes, you're there for me. Keep the ways of our fathers how it used to be. Moving forward on me in a race of history. Look to your ways and see a girl who wants to do the right thing. Dedicated to a life bigger than you or me. Build a temple in our hearts for His majesty. Stay simple, serve God and keep our deeds clean. One woman.
tuned for an interview by the 12 Tribes of Israel who will bless the World Beat Center this coming Sunday. It's a meeting with the 12 Tribes of Israel right here at the World Beat Center. So we're going to see, we're going to talk to Songhi Davis. So hold tight.
You know I'm the king of the world. You want to be the king of the world. Me the king of the world. And if you hear country king of your girl, imagine you me the king of the world. On top of a mountain screaming out, you're the king of the world.
It's so unkind.
greetings.
Selassie, greetings.
Selassie, Rastafari.
Rastafari.
We are talking to Songhi Davis of the 12 Tribes of Israel, and who was founded by Dr. Vernon Carrington, affectionately known as Brother Gad, Prophet Gad. And he founded the 12 Tribes of Israel on the island of Jamaica in 1968. And since then, the 12 Tribes have organized 17 locations for the purpose, worldwide, for the purpose of repatriation to Ethiopia. So Prophet Gad has really did a lot for the world of Rastafari.
Selassie.
So how are you? And, you know, some of the things I want to ask you about the 12 Tribes of Israel. We talked about black Jews, Ethiopia. How does the 12 Tribes, how do they fit in the repatriation back to Ethiopia?
Well, first I must say, greetings in that divine and precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He revealed himself in the personality of his Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. Faith, it is not one of rites and rites which were functioned hard. In plain and simple words, to be born again. Stop doing wrong and start doing right, you know. I agree, George, with you, the 12 double bridges was lost and scattered. We found in the island of Jamaica, as you said, by the beloved prophet, Dr. Vernon Carrington, better known to us as Gadman, Prophet Gad, you know. Last but not least, with the true Ethiopian royal family, the big of Zaria, of Selassie. Well, the truth about it is that the 12 double bridges come together, all the people that accept Christ. That is the first thing. Because His Majesty to come and His Majesty taught us to appreciate the Bible word for word. He never said take out a little part and say the Bible and find comfort in the Bible. And urge man to read the Bible and say for my part I glory in the Bible. So that's where we get our strength from, the Bible. And because of that now, that David the covenant that was set up now, we the 12 tribes of Israel fulfill it, because when you check the Bible, it shows that in Solomon, when he set up the temple, every man brought victuals to the king in his month. It's 12 different months, 12 different tribes, and each tribe represents a month. So in the repatriation movement is that every man who is a person in the world, every man who is alive, is a part of the 12 tribes of Israel, because he must burn a month. Whether I'm black, brown, white, Jew, Gentile, anything, he must burn a month. And from him born a month, and must be a tribe. Simple.
So the month, each month represents
a tribe, right. Each of the months represents a tribe. Like you say, April, Reuben, C. Because April is the first month of the year. Because even when I take it out, April is spring. And if nothing couldn't start, no time but in spring. Spring is must be first. So spring, summer, autumn, and winter. The year really starts in spring, which is April. So that's the first month, Reuben. See, I see a sun, Reuben, represent the eyes. Understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I hear, no, I have heard the Lord. Simeon represent the ears, that's me. And so on and so forth. You know, I know a lot of people understand everything that is happening in terms of culture. A lot of people know about the culture, know about the color. Because it's not only just a tribe, the month also represents a color too. I could say Reuben, silver, Simeon, man, gold, you know, and so on and so forth. You know, we can go right into it, you know, take a long time. So you couldn't just get everything one night, but you can just tell the state and pain. The main ingredients of our basic movement and what we believe in rest upon the Bible. It's the Bible that we are trying to fulfill. As we have fulfilled the Bible, that judgment came and he gathered us all over, from Jamaica, America, Caribbean, Africa, New Zealand, you know, England, you know what I mean, Europe, you know, Virgin take the message and carry you, and all this teaching is based upon the Bible. Which is the Majesty said that for his part he's blowing the Bible. Because what Gadman actually did is that he came and he joined the bridge. He built the bridge. Because on one side, he bridged the gap. Because on one side, the Rastafarians is on one side, and at one time, the Rastas wouldn't call upon Christ, wouldn't deal with Christ, because, you know, the church is preaching Christ, and because the church is preaching Christ and not living up to it, the Rastas decided that it couldn't be the right thing, the right thing, but not the right living. And then, you know, on the other side, the church people, know, they didn't see His Majesty, that they were only calling upon Christ. What Yadman the prophet did, he revealed to us that Christ revealed Himself in the personality of His imperial majesty, because His Majesty is a devout Christian, and he accepts Christ as his personal savior. And he's of the lineage of Christ, because he's great David's son, you know?
So
it's Christ is going to come and sit upon David's throne. That is what is written in the Bible.
So Christ is sitting up on the throne of David.
Right. Christ is going to come, return, and sit upon the throne of David. That's his throne. You know?
So you believe in the second coming of Christ?
Christ, of course. That is what we have to believe in the second coming of Christ. If we don't accept the second coming of Christ, then we have no lot, no part of the first, with Christ in His first advent. God separate shall not depart from Judah, nor Lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him the gathering of the people be. He shall gather the people. And His Majesty, His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, he came first and showed us the way, is to accept Christ. Because he said, who can resist an invitation so full of compassion? Come unto me, all those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. His Majesty quoted that in his speech about the Bible. You know? And he says he found the Bible of infinite comfort. And because the Rastas, we see His Majesty, because of that crowning in 1930, which Marcus Garvey was there, the beloved prophet, had pointed us to him before he was crowned, because Marcus Garvey said that when you see a king crowned in Africa, we should look towards the redemption. And when His Majesty was crowned in 1930, that is where the whole thing evolved from now. We are in now, man started to see he crowned as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. And so he gathered us as Rastafarians, because he was Rastafari Makinen, and when he crowned as Emperor Haile Selassie, which is his baptism and name, the power of the Trinity. And that now gathered us, the people, the Rastas especially, accept and knowing him and knowing the lineage. And that is why when the Gadman came now and taught us about Christ and the 12 tribes of Israel. No, it wasn't very hard, because you see, the scattered people and the little remnant. And just a lucky thing that it was ordained to rise up from Jamaica, you know, that little small little island that's far beyond the seas, you know. So it rose up there and it's spreading all over the earth and keeps spreading. And it still has a lot way more to go, because a lot of people still don't know everything that is happening, you know. And we are here now. That's why we're taking the ministry through the music, to let the people understand through this music, is God's music. The word reggae is really a Latin word coming from the word rex, that means king. And the word reggae is mean to the king. So the music that we are singing, which is the gospel now, is the gospel of the music of the king. Like the Psalms, King David, you know?
Well, seeing the Star of David there and being used, it seems like the 12 tribes would go into Judaism.
No, the 12 tribes of Israel are not going on to any ism. No type of ism at all. They're not preaching Judaism. No ism. It's just a natural thing. You see, it is a light thing to rise up the 12 tribes of Israel, because remember, Jacob had 12 sons.
Right.
Right. And that's where it came. As a matter of fact, from the Bible begins, it tells you about the tree that is planted in the midst of the garden, that bears 12 manner of fruits. And that tree was in the midst of the garden. And then the 12 came back and show you, even when Christ came now, Christ rose up 12 disciples also. And it shows you in Revelation that he that doeth the work will be sitting upon the 12 throne, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So it's like the figure 12 is very significant. You understand what I'm saying? So the 12 tribes is the true gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the true gospel of Christ. Some people might say Jesus Christ. We don't have no problem with how you want to pronounce it, whether Jesus or Jesus. We accept it, because it's a person, not just the name, it's the person. You know what I'm saying?
Is there a 13th tribe?
Well, not
liver?
A tribe, but
Dinah?
A 13th person.
Dinah?
Not a tribe. Dinah is not a tribe. Dinah is the representative of the female species. She represents the female because there's 12 sons and a daughter born unto Jacob. So she represents the female, you know? Many colors. That's why Dinah wears many colors, all the colors together, you know?
We want to thank you very much, Songhi Davis. Anything else you would like to say to the youth out there?
Yes, I'd just like to tell the youth out there to read their Bible, chapter a day from Genesis to Revelation. They'll find the truth for themselves. And you can't just listen to people just talking, because a lot of people just talk what they believe. And even when you go to the church, the pastor preaches to everyone. He actually never tells you to go and read it for yourself. So I'm just telling the youth, go and read the Bible, a chapter a day from Genesis to Revelation, and in it you'll find the truth for yourself. And when you're reading, you pray, and pray diligently, and ask the Father to reveal it unto you, because everyone's going to have to get it for themselves. Nobody can take no one to the kingdom of God. You have to find that for yourself. That's personal. Your religion is personal. And your conscience be your guide. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Thank you.
So that's what I'd like to tell, not just the youth, but I'd like to tell everyone in the world. Because you see what's happening in the world right now? War and rumors of war all over the world. People are confused. You're going there, going there. All types of disasters is taking place. Because we are lacking in the spirit of the Almighty God. We are not loving one another as we should. A lot of people have a lot of money spending wastefully when there's a lot of people there suffering who need it. So we need to really put love first. And putting love first, then you put God first, and then we live together and form a better world. You know? So the Bible is where it begins.
Well, Songhi Davis, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
Well, that's it, Massive. Want to give thanks and praises to the Most High, Atenye Lee. Bless up, Joseph Hill, and thank you, Mattis Yahu, and the Rabbi, Yahshua, big up, and Jay Sands, all the good interviews we had. We're one people, one God, one destiny.
Everyone wants to make it. Stand firm, we've got to face it. No one wants to rearrange it. So everyone can taste it, but with love, we all gotta taste it. Sweet, sweet love. Whoa, whoa. Motherless child, please don't you worry. Jah didn't make heaven and earth in a hurry. One God, one aim, one destiny. One motherland for us all, but with love.